today. One is that our midweek Advent worships start this week on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Please come and join us. We'll be doing Holden evening prayer. We do have a meal at 6 o'clock prior to that, so feel free to come and join us for all of that. The churches that have been celebrating the Thanksgiving service together, the churches of our community, are doing an Advent study as well. Tonight, or this afternoon at 4 o'clock, the study is at McGregor Lutheran Church. Let's try that again. McGregor Presbyterian Church. The pastor of the Episcopal, St. Mary's Episcopal Church, will be teaching. Next week it will be here, and the pastor at McGregor's teaching. And the third week it's at St. Mary's, and I'm teaching. So anyway, so you're all invited. Come join us from 4 to 5 o'clock today at McGregor as we look at names for the Messiah. That's today at 4 o'clock. Giving Tree gifts are due next week. Don't forget that. Next Sunday, the gifts for the Giving Tree are due. Please remember that. Also, it's kind of odd to know whether to do this or not, and they're going to probably be mad at me, but I got a call from somebody's daughter this week that wanted me to announce to you that Tom and Becky Loss are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Don't blame me, blame your daughter. I'll have to tell you, the truck for Williamsburg County was just stunning. So many wonderful things on there, and we actually ended up being able to take everything that we had. So storage unit's empty, the room's empty, everything, it's all gone. And they'll make wonderful gifts for people. And today, on top of that, we have a group of young people and adults who are about to go down to celebrate a Christmas party with those folks. If they would come in and gather on the steps behind me, we will commission them for going. I don't know if Miss Nan told you, we were down there yesterday with the truck and a couple of kids showed up for the party. They were so excited, they thought it was yesterday. Isaiah writes, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." Today, your feet will take you to bring good news to a community in need of good news, a community in need of release, a community in need of a foretaste of the feast to come. As you celebrate Christmas with them, you will lift their hearts, renew their hope, and touch them with the love of God. You will serve them, knowing that we are God's children together, united in love for one another and in God's love for us. So now I ask you, in the presence of God and these witnesses, are you willing and ready to use your gifts to glorify God as you go out to serve in Jesus' name? If so, answer, I will, and I ask God to help me. People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your sisters and brothers, in their service? Will you pray for them as they serve and proclaim God's love? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us. Let us pray. God, who reigns over all, watch over and be with these servants going forth in your name. Give them beautiful feet as they proclaim your good news and salvation. Lord God, you are the light that shines in our darkness. As we send these servants, may their light shine so that as others see them and all that they do, they give glory to you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. You call all nations to walk in your light and to seek your ways of justice and peace. For the night is past and the dawn of your coming is near. Bless us as we light the first candle on this wreath. Rouse us from sleep that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes and welcome him into our hearts and homes. For he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Hear us, O Shepherd, as we cry to you.
Restore us, O God.
You who lead Joseph like a flock.
Restore us, O God.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim.
Restore us, O God.
Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Restore us, O God.
Stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God.
Restore us, O God. Let us wait patiently for the Lord. Let us take courage in the face of the darkness. Let us follow wherever God leads. Let us receive the Lord anew. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Some captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins and redeem us for your life of justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. Does anybody know what this is? A cone? So you eat ice cream in it, is that what you're saying? No. What do you use this for? It's a what? A road cone? Anybody got another name for it? A road cone? Traffic cone's what I always heard. Road cone works just fine to me. That's great. And when you see one of these, I'll say, our line block, what does this mean when you see this?
That road is blocked off,
or sometimes there might be, that's right, or there might be a big hole in the road or something, and this would block your way from getting in there. And, you know, the other thing they could do is they could have somebody out there with a sign standing there says, don't go this way. Do you think that would work? You'd have to pay somebody to stand out there all day long and all night long holding it, where this could just sit there, can't it? Yeah, yeah. So they could put a sign in there. I've seen big long flags stuck in there sometimes to make sure you can see it. And it's a color you wouldn't notice, right? Yeah, no, you would notice this color. You'd see this no matter what. So the people that do road construction or worry about our roads use these as a sign to us. When we see this, we know it means there's danger there, or we shouldn't ought to go there because something's not right. So this is like a sign to us. And so we wanted to talk about signs today, because we have a new sign here in our church. Have you seen the sign? Yes, you have. We got one candle lit right up there. And that's a sign that Christmas is not too far away. How far away is Christmas? 24 days. Wow, you knew exactly. I was hoping for 4 weeks, you know. Each week we're going to light one of those candles as we count down to the celebration of Jesus being born. What a great celebration that is. So I wanted you to remember, when you come every Sunday, we have a sign of the celebration that we're about to have
right here in our church. Now, I hope maybe after church, you'll get your parents or grandparents or somebody to bring you up and let them lift you up to look at this Advent wreath, because it has something really unusual on it. It's one of my favorite things. It has roosters on it. Nobody can lift you up? Well, you might find somebody can. But to look at roosters, why would roosters be on our Advent wreath? That's kind of strange, isn't it? But roosters, they crow to announce the coming dawn, don't they? Well, a rooster is on this to announce the coming Jesus. That's pretty cool. I think that's a pretty neat thing. Most of us don't come up and look at that Advent wreath that closely, but that's what's up there. So, wanted you to remember today that today we start with a sign of the coming of Jesus. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us always. And thank you for filling our hearts with hope at your coming. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
God.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Let me see.
During the worship service one Sunday morning, the congregation sang Happy Birthday to the woman everyone believed was the oldest member of that congregation. After the service, the pastor asked her how old she was. She looked around and then said, "Can you keep a secret, Pastor?" "Sure," he answered. She smiled and whispered, "So can I," and then walked away. Can you keep a secret? Usually those words are spoken in a hushed, conspiratorial tone and accompanied by furtive glances to see if anyone else is listening or might overhear. And if perchance those words are spoken to you, your ears perk up and become highly attentive, ready to sense every nuance and implication of the information you're about to hear. So far, so good. The trouble is, once you've heard the secret, all you want to do is tell it, don't you? That's the problem with secrets. The desire to tell consumes us. It burns inside us like money in our pockets. We struggle to keep the secret inside when all it seems to want to do is to jump out. This is the time of year for secrets. In this time of year, we buy presents for each other and we make plans for each other and we smile to ourselves and relish our secret joy. It's a time of secrets and hints and hopes and longings and desires. It's not unusual for one church member or another to tell me during this season how much they would have liked to be there at the manger in Bethlehem and to see the baby Jesus. Well, I can understand that. But for me, the time that captures my imagination even more is this time. The time right now, the time of Advent, the time of anticipation, the time of secrets. What must it have been like for those Bible people back then? What must it have been like to know that God was doing something so marvelous, so amazing, so longed for, and so grace-filled, and not to have anyone to tell? I can imagine how the secret must have burned within Elizabeth and Zechariah, the parents of John the Baptist, the first to glimpse the script of God's divine drama. Oh, how Elizabeth must have wanted to tell somebody, anybody, how she must have wanted to share what God was doing in her. And maybe that's part of the reason Zechariah was struck dumb, so that he wouldn't tell. How hard it must have been for Mary and for Joseph to hold in the secret of what God was doing within them, and her parents too. Privately, they knew the incredible secret. Jesus is coming. This early in Advent, that's how it seems. A secret, a hint, a hope, a longing, and a desire. But more, it's a promise. A promise spoken long ago through the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. This early in Advent, that's how it seems. A secret, a hint, a hope, a longing, and a desire. But more, it's a promise. It's a promise of just what we need. It's a promise from God Himself. It's the promise of a Savior. Jesus is coming. Can you keep a secret?
I hope not.
Ending. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. It's early, Lord God, early in this season of Advent, and yet already we wait, already we long for your presence dwelling among us, for your love and peace, for your grace. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, stir our hearts, loving Savior, that we might be a loving people living together in compassion and care for one another. Fill us with joy at being your people together. Strengthen our families in love. Give us patience where we jostle against each other. Lead us always as your people. Lord, in your mercy, be with us now, gracious Master. In the midst of our lives, torn and tattered, worn out and weary, bring your strength and your help and your hope. We pray for the sick, those who mourn, those for whom life is a struggle in any way. Comfort all your people in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us with your compassionate, comforting Holy Spirit now, O God. Fill our emptiness, ignite our faith, and inflame our hearts. As you came to us in love, may we now reach out in your love to others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation.
And with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look for with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, One God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Holy One, we give you thanks that in this bread and cup we have feasted again on your endless love. Let that love overflow more and more in our lives, that we may be messengers to prepare your way, harvesters of justice and righteousness, and bearers of your eternal word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. That's right. You have to put a start and a stop on.